Victor Montaliani is CONCACAF president, FIFA vice president, and we're very pleased to be joined by him now on the Jeff Blair Show. Victor, as always, thank you so much for joining us. How important or how big is this match for Canadian soccer, not just for Toronto FC?
Well, I think every time you have a cup final in your in your country, it's always good to get eyeballs onto the game. I think in isolation for Canadian soccer, you know, listen, I'd rather be talking to you about Canada at the World Cup than TFC
right
at the MLS Cup final, with all due respect. You know, listen, anytime you can bring awareness to the game in your country, it's a great thing. But I think from a nationalistic perspective, we've got to do a lot more than just host finals where, you know, the likelihood of having a lot of Canadians on the pitch on Saturday is probably not that high. So we got to temper that sort of enthusiasm of having that with the reality of what we need to be doing as a country to push the envelope. So, I'll be straight up with you. If I had 11 Canadians on the pitch on Saturday, I'd be a lot happier. But but it's still a great thing to have because it just raises the awareness of the game in your country. And, you know, talk shows that maybe don't talk about soccer on a regular basis are starting to talk about it and all that kind of stuff. So it's always good.
You know, Victor, in your travels across the country, are you noticing that soccer is becoming more and more part of the dialogue in this country, the sports dialogue?
Yeah, what I'm noticing is I think we've always had a very vibrant and strong culture as it relates to football, but now it seems to be getting in the mainstream and the main corridors of discussion, starting with, quite frankly, our media. You have a lot more media guys that, love the game, enjoy the game, and where I think in the past it was, game from the old country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's now become the game of our country, and I think more and more, and I think, you know, obviously, again, having TFC be successful doesn't hurt. You can watch more games in Canada than I can in a lot of other parts in the world. You turn on the TV and you got Serie A and Bundesliga and MLS, and you got everything. You even got college soccer on some channels. So, it's definitely become our sport. In some ways, a lot more than in the U.S., ironically, from a cultural perspective. Obviously, they got more numbers and stuff, but, the fan experience you have, and that, you know, you'll see at BMO that you see here in Vancouver, Montreal, is, you know, better than, I'd say, 90% of the stadiums that you get in the MLS. So that's quite a statement for our country.
Victor, we talk about the World Cup. We had obviously the World Cup is coming up in Russia. There was an incident recently with a U-17 player for Liverpool, allegedly being subjected to racial slurs and, you know, quite upset by it in a match in Russia. How concerned is FIFA? How concerned are you personally about what the atmosphere will be like in Russia?
Yeah, listen, I think it's a problem in a lot of countries, not just Russia. And, you know, we do have a protocol where at a stadium where if that happens, the referee is to put in an anti-racism protocol with respect to make an announcement at the stadium. And then there's two or three chances. And then at some point, if it continues, the players walk off the pitch. So we have mechanisms in place to deal with it, but, you know, that's only at the stadium. The reality is that this is a much broader societal issue, and unfortunately, our tentacles don't go that far. So is there a concern? There's always a concern, and it's not just in Russia. It happens. It happens in leagues around the world. It's an issue, and quite frankly, it shouldn't happen.
Mm. We saw the IOC make an announcement about this week banning the Russian IOC from Pyeongchang, from the Olympics in Pyeongchang. Now, subsequent to that, there appears to be some sort of a suggestion that there might be, you know, a handshake agreement that will allow, by the end of the Olympics, perhaps, the reinstatement of the Russian NOC in time for the closing ceremonies. But there are some, I mean, look, this is about state-sponsored doping, and there are some people involved in Russia's World Cup bid who were part of the Russian NOC. You know, and no sooner, Victor, had that announcement been made, of course, and you well know that people started asking FIFA questions about, okay, look, how are you, you've got people involved in the World Cup in Russia who are not going to be allowed to be at the Olympics in Pyeongchang. Do you see that as an issue, or, you know, as from your point of view, first of all, is it too late to do anything? I think let's talk about that logistically, but also, you know, you can only control what you can control, right? And just because the IOC has made a judgment about an individual, do you think FIFA has to sort of fall in line with that, or can you separate the two?
No, I mean, listen, we're our own entity. I mean, if we always jump at everything everybody else does, you know, whether it be on the geopolitical world or any other, I mean, we've banned people from football that are still members of the IOC. In fact, one guy just got inducted into the Hall of Fame or something like that. So they've chosen to do that. So listen, for us, as it relates to doping, we have a system. We have a system that tests players at the end of every game, and the samples go to a lab in Lausanne. And, you know, if the Russian players, for instance, you know, we need to be specific on what it's about. We have no reason to not have Russia play in the World Cup. You know, if that's found out when they play their game, then they will be dealt with according to our rules. If anything comes out with respect to any individuals that have put our game in disrepute, then they will be dealt with accordingly within our governance system of football. But just because the Olympics or any other entity, you know, chooses to deal with something in one way that happened in their world, you know, it's not something that we necessarily jump at.
Speaking of the World Cup as well, what is the status of any joint U.S.-Canadian bid for the World Cup? I know that we've seen a process of cities being whittled down. Do we expect any announcement finally on that?
There will be, not this weekend. There is a press conference. Unfortunately, I won't be in town this weekend, but that will be held, I believe, tomorrow morning with the three federation presidents, and hosted by Canadian Soccer. Just an update of where the bid is. You know, the bid, I'm obviously on the bid committee. We continue to work, get our bid ready. You know, listen, Morocco is going to continue putting in their bid, and we need to be respectful of our competition and make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's and do the spade work that's needed to be done in terms of if this thing does go to a vote on June 13th, that we have 106 votes.
Mm-hmm. You know, without giving away any state secrets here, Victor, have you been happy with the support you've gotten from, you know, whether it's provincial bodies, provincial premiers, mayors, whatever, you know, in from a Canadian point of view? Have you been happy with the political support you've gotten in Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been overwhelming support from all levels of government, starting with the Prime Minister's office and the Finance Minister and the Sports Minister. You know, obviously, they see the value in something like this. Provincial governments, municipal governments. So the support has been excellent. And, you know, it's a different ask, obviously, than putting on a World Cup on your own or even an Olympics. So when you're sharing, so it makes the burden a little easier. But having said that, I think the value that comes to this country is undeniable, and I think they see that.